Don't get tired of reminders. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thanks for joining me today on the Sunday Sample, episode 51 for Corporate Worship Matters. And today we're talking about the importance of reminding people and our role. If you're a worship leader, you've led that song, you've sung that song, you've played that song 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. You've done it lots of different ways with different instrumentation and verse chorus combinations and so on. And yet, even though you've done it so many times, the reminder that that song brings is so important to the spiritual health of the congregation. Part of leading people in worship, leading people spiritually, is reminders. Let's face it, that's what the apostles did. Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12, he says this: "So I will always remind you of these things, even though," and this is the bit, "even though you know them." I'm going to remind you, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth. Yes, you're firmly established, but I'm still going to remind you anyway in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory. Now, that's the thing. You know these things. Okay, you've got it, but you need to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body. So we as worship leaders, we are the people who remind the congregation of things they already know, things they already believe, things they have already experienced, and yet need to be refreshed about one more time this Sunday. Now, this is on my mind as a topic because I've been reading this book I've mentioned before in other recordings, Participating in Worship by Craig Erickson. He has a section about called A Memorial Before God. Let me give you a couple of thoughts from what he says here and see what you think, as he talks about the role of memory and reminding and reminders and repetition in corporate worship. And let's apply this to our particularly the field of music. He says this, and I like this phrase here. He says, "For Christians, to celebrate the liturgy," and I'm going to expand that to mean just corporate worship in general, so let me phrase it with that. "For Christians, to celebrate, to come together for corporate worship, is to reminisce in the Spirit." To reminisce in the Spirit. To reminisce about what God has done for us. To reminisce in our personal lives. To reminisce what God has done corporately in our community. To reminisce about what God has done in human history, both in the last 2,000 years, but then again in the life of Christ and in the life of the Israelites before that, to reminisce in the Spirit. And so, he says, to be in communion with the saints of God, to be reminded about that bigger picture of not only what God has done, but what he has done for his people throughout generation after generation and after generation. And so when we sing songs, we're reminiscing in the Spirit as to what God has done. Lovely thought, that, isn't it? What do you think about that? And so one other thought from Erickson, then I'll conclude. He says, as we engage in corporate worship, he says that through the remembrance of God's wondrous saving deeds, the worshiper participates in the mystery of the God who is eternally present. See, God is present, but we forget. We know it, but we forget the significance of him being present with us personally, but also corporately. When we pray and sing together as a community, we forget the significance of his presence. And so when we are reminded of that through what we sing as worship leaders, as we're leading people in singing, we're reminding them that God is present. He's eternally present. He's always present. But now we can participate with him in what's going on. Isn't that a wonderful thing? So how do you feel about your role as a reminder person, as someone who's in the life of the church to remind them? It means that we must ourselves not get jaded about what we're reminding people of. And that's why having a devotional time before we lead others in worship can be very important, both for us personally, as a personal quiet time, if you like, but also as a worship team. And reminding each other about why we're doing what we're doing. And it's for God and the congregation as well as for ourselves. We're going to be the lead worshipers in reminding people about the presence of God. So reflect on that. And think about your role as a person who reminds others about what God is doing and has done. What do you think of this role? Do you like that role? Do you get a bit jaded? Do you get a bit fed up with reminding people? Let's not be people that are fed up with reminding people about God. Let's continue to engage with and enjoy reminding people about what God has done. If Peter saw that as one of his key roles, then so should we. And it is a privilege to be able to remind others about what God is like and what he has done. Let me know what you think about this. Leave a comment wherever you see this recording. Leave it publicly because then we can learn from each other. And we learn best when we learn in community. Hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, pass the link on to someone who might find it interesting. And I hope that the next time you gather with all of your friends or with all the saints, that you'll have a wonderful time worshiping the Lord with gladness and singing to him with joyful songs. Take care and God bless.